How does God measure our success as a steward? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley. This is My Money Life from Crown. Today, I want to share an excerpt from a live event I did in Birmingham, Alabama, on managing money to please God.
The Bible talks about the dangers of idolatry. In Colossians 3:5, it says that greed is a form of idolatry, desiring more than I have, constantly being compelled and motivated by greed. It says that we're to be found faithful, that if you've not been faithful in the use of worldly wealth, who will entrust the true riches to you? Now, that verse stopped me dead in my tracks. Remember the mistake I made? I was trying to be a success in man's eyes. And the more successful I became, the more proud I became that I was doing all these things right with money. And then I came to that verse that says, if you've not been faithful, and I thought, well, wait a minute, doesn't it mean if you've not been successful? But he says, if you've not been faithful, then who will entrust the true riches to you? Meaning there was something in life to accomplish more than getting rich. I'd been a church attender, a Christian all my life, I mean, since a little boy, church attender, Bible reader, and I didn't know that I was climbing the wrong ladder until I read that verse. I wasn't being faithful, and I certainly had no desire for true riches. I only had a desire for more wealth. And I realized that something was wrong with my heart.
Now, if you're ready to learn how to become a good steward of what God has placed in your hands, we're here to help. Just call the Crown Helpline. The number is 800-722-1976, 800-722-1976, or you can visit us online at crown.org. That's crown.org.